that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio to open God's eternal word and to study the word of God together. We're continuing our study on Bible evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And we continue looking at the supernatural resurrection as proof that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Thus far in our study, we've looked at his supernatural birth, and we saw in it much evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And then we looked at his supernatural life. His sinless life proves that he is not just a man, but he is the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we looked at his supernatural death. And in that supernatural death, we saw again evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And now we're studying his supernatural resurrection. Again, we find much evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me repeat myself again by saying, one of the greatest bombshells to explode in the face of an unbelieving world was the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. You remember they had put the guards there, sealed the tomb, but yet Jesus Christ got up out of that grave. And I pointed out to you, first of all, the proclamation of the resurrection. We saw in Matthew chapter number 28 and verse number 5, 6, and 7, where the Bible said, and the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you. That's Matthew chapter 28, verse number 5, 6, and 7. And then we looked in Luke chapter number 24, and verse number 5, and verse number 6, at the proclamation of his resurrection. Here the Bible said, and they were afraid, and bowed down their faces to the earth. They said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when you was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. So we see the proclamation of his resurrection given there. And of course, it's given many other places in the Word of God that we do not have time to deal with on the broadcast now. But I want to move to a second thought about the supernatural resurrection. And that is, I want to look at the proof of the resurrection. Not only the proclamation of the resurrection, but the proof of the resurrection. Is there Bible evidence that Jesus Christ really rose from the dead? Let me give you several things from the Word of God today. I want us to turn in our Bible to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. And let me begin reading again at verse number 3. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. And then in verse number 4, the Bible said, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Now listen to this list of witnesses that the Apostle Paul gives to us as proof of the bodily resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said in verse number 5, and that he was seen of Cephas. You remember that, Simon Peter, and then of the 12. And after that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. Paul is saying that our Lord appeared unto Simon Peter, then to all of the 12, and then he appeared to 500 brethren at one time. And he said many of them are still alive today. And then in verse number 7, the Bible said, after that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. Then Paul said, and last of all, he was seen of me also, as one that was born out of due time. So here we have proof of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ by these eyewitnesses. In verse number 5, he's seen of Cephas, then of the 12. In verse number 6, he's seen of 500 brethren at one time. In verse number 7, he's seen of James, then of all the apostles. And then Paul said in verse number 8, he was seen of him. Paul, on the road to Damascus, got a glimpse of the resurrected Lord. So we see your Bible evidence that Jesus Christ did rise from the dead, and that Bible evidence gives us proof that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. But now then, I want us to turn in our Bible to the book of John, chapter number 20. And in John chapter number 20, we're going to read once again the account given by John, somewhat different than the others, and it gives some definite evidence of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice the scripture, John chapter 20, verse number 1. The Bible said, the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. And she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and they came to that sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen cloths lying, yet went he not in. Then Simon Peter followed him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen cloths lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but was wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. Here we have the account given by John of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. But there are three things in this that I want to mention that give us Bible evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Not only does it prove his resurrection, but it proves that he is in reality the Son of God. I want you to notice, first of all, the empty grave says he's alive. The Bible said they came to the tomb and they found it empty. He was not there. Mary went back to the disciples and said, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre. So that empty grave stood that morning and still stands today as living evidence of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that resurrection is evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. But not only there's the empty grave, but notice down in verse number 5, 6, and 7, there are the empty garments that cry out, he's alive. He's not here. He's risen from the dead. The Bible talks about John coming and stooping in, and the Bible said in verse number 5 that he saw the linen cloths lying, yet went he not in. John saw them lying there, but he did not go in. So they ran together, and the other disciple, that's John, outran Peter. and came first to the sepulcher. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen cloths lying, yet he went not in. John saw them, but did not go in. But then in verse number 6, the Bible said, then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulcher, and seeth the linen cloths lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but wrapped together in a place by itself. So here we have the empty garments testifying that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, and that resurrection is Bible evidence he is the Son of God. Now, you remember when Lazarus died, God raised him from the dead and then said, loose him and let him go. They took the linen cloths off of him. In that procedure of burial, what was known as a linen cloth, the burial cloth, was wrapped around the body. And the body in that cloth appeared somewhat as a mummy, just wrapped up. But when they took them off, then they had to unwrap it. But Christ was not unwrapped. He came out and left the linen cloths lying there. And then he folded the napkin and laid it over in a place by itself. And I could spend a lot of time that I do not have there today. But those garments testify of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the empty grave says he's alive. The empty garments says he's alive. But I want to show you one more. Now I'll mention this, Father, the Lord willing, on the broadcast tomorrow. The Bible said in the book of Acts, chapter number 2 and verse number 24, speaking of Christ, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. There's the empty grave that says he's alive. There are the empty garments that said he's alive. Then there is the empty grasp. Death could not hold the Son of God. For 4,000 years from Adam to Christ, death had kept its prey. There were three people in the Old Testament that died and was buried and was resurrected, but they died again. There's three people in the New Testament besides Christ that died and was buried and rose again. But my friend, death still conquered them. They died a second time. But the Lord Jesus Christ broke loose the pain and the chains of death, and death could not hold him. So there's an empty grave, there are the empty garments, and there's the empty grasp. Death's hands are empty. Death could not hold the Son of God. Thank God. Bible evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. I do want to take this opportunity and wish all of you who listen to the radio a Merry Christmas and a Christ-centered New Year to the glory of our God. Let me also wish a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to the staff and management of all of the radio stations that carry the broadcast. We're all laborers together with God, and I trust that God will use our labor to His glory. As you go through the holiday season, don't forget the reason for the season. Keep Christ in the center of all your Christmas activities. As you do your giving, I trust you'll remember the Harvest Time broadcast. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at the same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.
I do not wait. It's growing.